You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. Those hands to God in prayer. Bless God this morning. Lift those hands, give Him praise, give Him worship. Just bless Him. Say mighty things to Him. Say awesome things to Him. Give Him all praise, give Him all glory, give Him all praise. Bless Him. Bless Him with the fruit of your lips. Bless Him. That song says He is in this room. All fears are gone. Oh Father, we bless You. Oh, bless You, bless You, bless You. Yandeka Shiga Halamande Kosha. Say mighty things to Him. Bless Him. Bless Him from the depth of your heart. Just give this God praise. Just give God praise. Bless Him. Bless Him. Just bless Him. Oh, bless Your holy name. Thank You. Man de kosi halaman de ka shadaba. Yenomon siga halaniman de kosi gadaba. Mashalaba shahala kandera shem. We just want to bless You, Jesus. Gashina Gamuna Sakin Hajana Yanana Gashina. The congregation Gamuna Yanana. One more time. Gashina Gamuna Sirkin al Janna Yanana Gashina Gamuna Yanana. Now every one of us sing loud and clear. Gashina Gamuna Sirkin al Janna Yanana Gashina Yanana. Father, we bless You. We give You all praise and all glory. Thank You for all that You are doing in Your mercies. This morning we ask, Lord, that our eyes of understanding will be truly enlightened. We will not just be listeners, we will see light. Thank You, blessed Father. In Jesus' powerful name, we are praying. And all the church says, and can you please be seated? God bless you. God bless you. Amen. All right. So, few minutes to 2, I think around 1:51 a.m. precisely, I saw the executive governor of the land saying a case for COVID-19 tested positive. And and I'm amazed to see in church this morning. Amen. Right. This is the time we will see the fulfillment of the scripture that says that you will see thousands fall by your right and tens of thousands by your left, and no harm. Somebody say no harm. Say it loud and clear. Shall befall you. Amen. Hallelujah. God has not given us the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but of love and of what? Sound mind. Hallelujah. So I got to find out that some people still had testimonies, and somehow you were forgotten. Amen. So after the sermon, you'll be given the space to share your testimonies. Amen. Hallelujah. Place your right hand on your heart, on your chest. Sorry. Okay. Really, your heart is here. But place your hand on your chest. And decree that you cover your heart and mind with the blood of Jesus. Alright? Cover it with the blood of Jesus. You will not lose control over your mind in the name of Jesus. Decree it with strength. Decree it with power. Decree it. You won't lose control. No, not again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Alright, so this morning I want to teach on a very simple topic, still under spiritual warfare: winning the battles of the mind. Winning the battles of the mind. So it's going to be a teaching. So I'm going to be very procedural. Amen. And please listen well. Listen well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, let me show you a scripture quickly. Let's start from Galatians. All right, we've been dealing with that scripture extensively in the course of this teaching. Galatians chapter number 5. The book of Galatians chapter number 5. If you are there, say amen. All right, now listen, I start the reading from verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Right, so I guess last week on Tuesday, I shared with you, right, that the primary reason why you go to what you go to is that the devil doesn't want you to do the things you ought to do. That's the sum total of the reason why he's around. Right, verse 17, okay, no, verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that the day which you do such things, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Let me show you another scripture, Romans chapter number. Romans, let's start from Romans 1. Alright. Let me start from Romans 1. If you are there, say amen. Say it loud and clear. Right, let me start the reading from verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto a corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Alright? God gave them to what? Uncleanness. Please look up. Let me give you one more scripture for the sake of sound foundation. James chapter number 1. Thank you, Lord. Alright. I start the reading from verse 21. Wherefore lay apart filthiness, all filthiness, and superfluity of nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be the hearer of the word, and not a doer, is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he be not forgetful hearer, but doers of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. But you see, before the man can be someone who is a doer of the word, he has to lay aside all superfluity of nothingness. Now let me say this to you. If you lose control of your mind, you lose control of your life. Alright? The mind is so powerful. As a matter of fact, that is the epicenter of spiritual warfare. Alright? All the battles you face take place in your mind. The mind. Alright? And what do we do? Listen, look up. A religion is professing godliness on your lips when your mind is untouched. Amen? And that is so easy. Alright, to come out and scream that name Jesus. To come out and, you know, give people the impression that you love him. But the heart is still not touched. Alright, so in the book of Romans said, these people failed to retain God over in their knowledge. And he gave them over to a reprobate mind. That they will do the things that are not convenient. Now, there are Christians who will tell you really that they are battling with their mind. They have no control over it anymore. That's one of the things that shows you that you are not walking in the Spirit. Such that anything that comes to your heart, any instruction, even when it is against God's law, there is no defense system within you that can say no. Alright? Even when the believer is trying to get back on track, alright, and the devil brings something to seduce the believer, nothing can say no. Let me give you an instance. I remember we were planning for a crusade in Ghana. And I had these guys with me. One of those guys, he used to be a very terrible boy. Right? But around that season, God took over his life. Right? I felt he has been one to Christ. We were together in 7 days marathon fasting, praying every day. And suddenly, while we were praying in church, somebody came to the place and whispered to his ears that his babe was around. He had been fasting for 7 days. Alright? Immediately, he dropped his Bible and said, "Pastor, I did come. And then he left. Alright? He and the girl were together for over a week. You hear what I'm saying? Why? He was trying to get back on track, but he has not built a system of strength. Such that when temptation is presented, something strong that can say no. there are believers like that. Amen. They try so much to be on fire. As a matter of fact, for many churches, a rescue assembly, the rescue ground. They try so much, but the moment the devil presents a temptation, there is no solid system within them that is strong enough to say no. It's a sign that the mind is not one. Alright? In that book of Galatians 5 from verse 16, the flesh fights against the spirit. That's the word lost there. It's a war. Alright? The flesh is fighting. Your flesh will fight. Alright? Someone says that one day I know I'm going to become a mature Christian and I'm going to have total victory over the flesh. Total victory comes when you die. Alright? As long as you are alive, you will keep fighting. You get what I'm saying? You will fight, but listen, the good news is this. The more you yield yourself to God's Spirit, the more you stand before, the more the Spirit of God on your inside becomes more advantaged in helping you win. Each moment you defect, you are empowering the flesh over your spirit. Now, the issue is this. Many of us think we can cheat the system. That is, I can run around and do the things I want to do, enjoy myself, then come to God every Sunday, I know, and then I know I'll be on fire again. What you are doing is that you are feeding your flesh 7 times a week, your spirit once. Alright? In the days of trouble, your spirit will not be strong enough to help you. The Bible said to be carnally minded is death. Hold on. To be carnally minded is what? Death. How does that happen? Let me show you a scripture. Romans 6. Turn the Bible there, please. Romans 6. Now, let me start from verse 6. If you are there, say amen. Alright, now look at this carefully. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if ye be dead with Christ, believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing this, that Christ being raised from the dead died no more. Death had no more dominion over him. But in that he died unto sin once. And in that he liveth unto God. Now look at verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. Meaning that, you see, being alive in righteousness is not automatic. Alright? It's not automatic. You have to reckon yourself. What does that mean? You have to avail yourself to the reality of what Christ did. Alright? You have to choose. Now, listen. On the cross of Calvary, Christ really conquered the devil. But the devil can still conquer a man who is in Christ, despite the fact that he's conquered. Because what Christ did is a legal work. Alright? There is the legal part of redemption, such that you have that grace legally. It is available. But the fact that something is legally yours is not a proof that it is yours yet. It is legally available, but not vitally in your hands. Because there is a place of reckoning yourself. The more you see temptation and say no, the more your spirit man is bold to say no next time. The more you defect and, you know, shiver and hide yourself under the wings of sin, the more you become weak. I think I shared a very sad story of the time we were serving in Akure. And this gate man outside the family house gave his life to Christ. And mind you, I'm not trying to ridicule him because he was watching over a gate. And the moment he gave his life to Christ, he needed to confess many things. And then came out, we were talking outside, myself and a few escorts, and said, you know what, I have a confession. So what's the confession? He said, Pastor, I need to talk to you guys. You see, that upper room, we call the place upper room, where ladies stay. No guy get there. He said, every time you guys go to church, myself and sister so we are always there. Ah. The lady mentioned is a very beautiful girl. Alright? But how did she get to that point that she became so addicted she can't even say no to a gate man? Right. It is not a day thing. The problem with many of you who preach is that you try to help people solve in a day what has been in their life over 10 years. Alright? You see people do things that are so disgraceful and embarrassing. You see a man of 50 rape a girl of 4. You ask, how did he get there? The mind was not taken over. And that's why a man that has victory over himself is more than a man that takes a whole state. The place where you must seek real victory is that control room, that mind. That place where decisions are made, that's the place you can be disgraced. If you are going to be helped, that's the place you can be helped. Your mind will suggest terrible things to you. But the fact that it's there is not a proof you should say yes. Hallelujah. Sometimes you see Christians do some things and you ask, how did you get there? How on earth did you get there? Alright? The victory wasn't won in the mind. You have to reckon yourself. You have to yield yourself. Listen, you cannot abandon yourself and suddenly become a giant. You cannot. Every day you live outside Christ, you give the advantage to the devil. Every day. There are believers who come to church this morning without praying. They have no system that is built that there is a place of intimacy with God. And it is even more dangerous if you are manifesting power in that lifestyle. Because the manifestation will teach you, it will give you the impression that you are doing fine. Manifestations and fruits are not the same thing, sir. When the Bible said, by their fruit we shall know them, it wasn't talking about power. Hallelujah. Look, let me show you the extent to which the devil can take over the heart of a person. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Judges. Judges. Quickly. Judges chapter number 16. Oh, Shalemash. If you are there, say amen. Alright. Let's start the reading from verse 4. Samson was a very serious lover boy. Every chapter that talk about Samson, talk about him with a new babe. Every chapter, he was always getting a new babe. If everywhere you get to, you have a new babe there, you might be Samson. Maybe you are just Samson Adebayo. Samson. And I've told the girls, you have to be careful. A man that sees you one day and is telling you he wants to marry you is a foolish man. He doesn't know anything about the future. That's why he thinks it is cheap. He's an Esau. Don't marry him. The birthright is gone. But it's always unfortunate when an Esau meets a Delilah. If you don't understand that, just believe I spoke in tongues. Now look at it. Judges 16 verse 4. And it came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Shurek. Her name, whose name was Delilah. You won't like Delilah. Please say amen again. Alright. You can have a male Delilah also. There are male. I think Lawrence sang a song and said Delilah is a demon girl. I think I shared a story with you once when I was in Lagos. I'm going to come back to this scripture. And a young man met me in the afternoon. It was around Okoko. And then said, he was sweating with a bottle of something mixed together. I don't know. Because these guys are not chemistry students, but they know how to mix chemicals. They mix anything together. It gives them what they want. And it makes them so dense. If you don't understand what it means to be dense, just leave that. So he met me, he was sweating. And he said, Guy, I beg. You know where babes they chill for this area? I said, see, if you go that side,
That side. You see some babes I see them when they come. You say, ah, guy, do it. So he looked at that side. I was actually pointing to the women selling pepper, fish, and all. Are they not babes? So that's somebody's babe. So he looked and said, no. Guy, you don't understand. I mean, we're babes. I say, babes. If you go front again, go that side. You'll see some babes. People say that they sell turkey, Richard card, all those. Then somebody came who knew the life. Say, you don't understand. He's talking about where you can find a brothel. A young man. Alright, that people know that what they want to do with their life will end them in nothingness, but yet they have to do it. Because there's no victory over the mind. Your mind, if you don't tame it, it will become a beast that will tear you. Yes. It has to be tamed. It has to be tamed. It is not a joke. It is a very serious reality. If you don't have victory there, you are in trouble. Now, look at it. Let's go to verse 5 now. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and sent to her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him up to afflict him and give thee everyone, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. That's 1,000.